Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, let me get to my board. Y'all out there. Kind of fell asleep today. We didn't wake up. Yeah, I just woke up here sometime. Get my board up here. Yeah, y'all just bear with me 1 minute.
I smoked up with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light, it's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light, it's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting for futures amounts and it's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they are great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. I'm Mellow Mahalo. Pay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexing, cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cappy of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Big pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OYT Pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
what's happening, y'all? Yeah, it's kind of been a rough one for your boy here. I've been knocked out. I opened my eyes up. By the time my mind came together, I said, man, it's Friday. I looked at the clock. I had 2 minutes to get online. So I started dialing and started turning the computer on and everything, trying to get everything up so I could get on here, get y'all a chance to do what y'all got to do. Because I don't know what's really going to happen tonight, but it's supposed to be another funeral tonight, and I'm not sure if Brother Big Money going to make it on and Brother Skin, man, but I don't know what's going to happen, man. But I do know this here. For some reason, about this time, look like every year that we start getting racing, y'all. And we got some racing to talk about. We got some fish to fry. And we got some upcoming racing that's going to happen. I don't know how loud the show going to be tonight because a lot of people went down to Brother D's race down there in Alabama, Devil Horse. I've seen a couple of lives a day where people walking around, the head went on in there, man. You know, and I got home, and I kind of fell asleep, and I'm just not waking back up. So, yeah, I got to kind of bear with me, hang with me, help me out, whatever we got to talk about. I wanted to wait until we get quite cool before I start talking about this race business that's been going on. What's up,
Big Eddie?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, man. I almost overdid today, kid. I ain't know where I was. I was in La La Land, man.
Man, you gotta leave them drugs alone, Eddie.
Yeah, the only drugs I'm on right now is maybe some Halls or something. I like the really taste and whatever the doctor orders. Yeah,
I heard
man.
That. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Sometimes,
a lot of them boys went down to Steel,
like,
Alabama.
Yeah, man, they're down there. That's the last thing I think I've seen before I fell out.
Mm-hmm. So Zay went down there and pulled him off of victory.
He raced already?
Yeah.
Who he race today? I know he's supposed to race Tony tomorrow, right?
I think what's that called? Quarantine out of Detroit. James Black.
Oh, he done some Detroit ass already, huh?
Yep.
I think I heard them boys on there earlier talking about what they was gonna do to him.
Yeah, they did. They lost.
Go ahead, Zay. Don't play with them.
Dog and Cal City Cal, I think they race coming up around about 10 o'clock.
Man, I've been sleeping. It's probably all on my phone, too.
Yeah, they think their race coming around about 9 or 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm glad you told me about that, kid.
Yeah, see Vaughn down there.
Mm-hmm.
With his car, grandson. I don't know if he got anybody locked. I think got somebody locked in tomorrow.
I think he do too. I think I heard him say something like that. I think what he say, well, one thing he got to worry about this time is that about whether he runs to the quarter or the eighth.
Yeah, he got that. He got that squared away.
Yeah, he
got that squared away. He know what they're doing now. Yep, so next weekend, goddamn it, it'll be back up here.
Yeah.
They'll be out there at 41 getting it on.
That's I do plan to be in the house. That's for
sure. Yep.
Yeah. this weekend. I couldn't have made it if I wanted to, which I did want to, but couldn't make it up there, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little mad. I'm trying to get this thing going right quick. Yeah, man, kid. So you ain't make it down there, huh?
No, something came up. I couldn't get a chance to get out of here.
Yeah, man. So where everybody at, kid?
Shit, I don't know. I know ain't but a handful down in goddamn it, Steele, Alabama. I don't know where the rest of them at. Unless they're out there on the street somewhere.
Look like they, look like a lot of them here. Because they're just waiting. They're just waiting because I know, oh, you know, we got a hand up here. Oh, man. Hello, come on in here. Where
you
been
hiding,
man?
You doing, Big Eddie and... And kid, how you doing?
What's up, unknown?
All right.
Good for people like me to set back from. What I want.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to say about mine, whether he or whoever.
Oh, you got him breaking up, unknown. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and try it again. You're kind of breaking up there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You kind of, I mean, I can hear you, but when you talk, you kind of going in and out a little bit. Ain't he kid? Is that
okay,
the only time you kid?
Yep.
What about now? That's better? Okay, yeah. Well,
yeah,
what
go
I was
ahead
saying, I want to talk
go
about
ahead.
Boss Bond. I want to talk about Boss Bond. He gets in the paint, and he will race somebody. He brings a lot of things to racing that a lot of people out there is not doing. Almost every week this man is out there, and he don't get one person. He get two or three different people. Whether he lose or win, at least he brings a lot to the grudge world. You know what I mean? Because the man,
he
get in the paint. And he brings a lot of things up and all that type of stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, that's a good thing for racing. I mean, when a guy get out there and do that, you know what I mean, week in and week out, I mean, I think that guy should really be recognized. You know what I mean? He's been around for a little bit, and he's doing his thing. Whether you say he's racing John Force or whoever, he's still doing his thing. Boss Bond doing his thing. So, you know, I never met the guy before, but just by me hearing, you know, week in and week out, all the stuff he be doing. So I know he bring a lot more to racing than a lot of other people. So what do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's a story.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he bringing stuff all to the parts store. Because if he knocks somebody off, they're going to get some parts or go find something other than trying to come back next week and get them. So he bringing a lot of business. You know, he bringing a lot of everything. And then you got people, you know, out there, man, they got to get him. They got to knock him off. They even put bounties on Boss Bond here to try to get him knocked off. You know what I mean? But Boss is not stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, if you don't go out there and race a John Forrest, I mean, I don't fault him for that. Why would you go out there and race somebody like that? Race people that you know you got a good chance of beating. And that's what Boss do. Boss ain't stupid. He's smart. You know? You think
he's smart? Oh, yeah.
But they're wearing
Boss out.
Yeah, but they're wearing Boss out. You know what I mean? Trying to break Boss down. Boss break itself down a lot of time, too, by feeding into a lot of that stuff. Go on out there and keep doing what you're doing, Boss, because you're doing a hell of a job. I mean, you got my vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a whole lot of people. A lot of people don't want to recognize him, but... Yeah, I mean, because, you know, he talked kind of crazy, but that's all a part of racing, but he's definitely doing some racing.
We'll get in that paint with you in a minute.
That's right. Well, I mean, that's what makes it happen, guys like him, you know. That's what makes it happen.
Hey, kid, what's Boss' favorite word? What's his favorite word, kid? Boss' favorite word.
Oh, shit. Which one are you talking about? I don't know. Shit, Ball got caught a few of them.
You know the one, something other, but if you don't like it or something other like that, then do something about it.
Oh, straighten it.
Straighten it. Straighten it.
That damn ball or something else. Yep. But he be putting it on the line now. He be definitely keeping everything going, you know. You know, he definitely got he do his share, I'm gonna tell you that. Yep.
Well, man, Clement just sent me a video of the race. I'm kind of trying to look at the race, see why I'm on here, y'all, because I missed it. So, Clement always try to keep me in line with the races, kid, and a couple more people.
Since you're one with Isaiah?
Yeah. It's a Willie Dog. It's a Willie Dog friend with Willie Dog.
You can mute my phone, Big Eddie, you know what I mean? I'm quite sure other people getting ready to come on, but I just want to, you know, put that in there for Boss.
All right, no problem. No problem. I'm just looking at this here. You ain't got no noise or nothing. I'm going to keep you right here.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Unknown what they got going on the East Coast.
What'd you say? What I got going on this end?
Yeah, what they got going on the East Coast? None.
Well, last weekend they had the custom T race out here, and Jeff Rogers and Ricky, whatever his name was, they were supposed to fastest small blocks in the world. That's what they claimed they got. They was going to race for $60,000, $30,000 a piece, but then they kept on going in the water. And going, trying the cars out three times, both of them, and both the cars went down there each time straight, ain't never turned nowhere, and then messed around to 7-8, and then it rained. Then Copperhead was supposed to be running somebody, and before he could get a chance, it rained out. But you know, they had a hell of a show down here, a whole lot of pro mods and all kinds of steel and glass cars, and man, the racing just never stopped. They was coming around there and just lining them up. Then they had quite a few other grudge races. I didn't recognize none of the guys' names, but, man, they was doing up race night. You know, I sat there and watched them and ate me some ribs and chicken and coleslaw and mac and cheese. I hurt it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even eat all that junk. Yeah, so we had a good time out here.
That was at Custom Tees?
Yeah, and it wasn't nobody mad, you know, even though they didn't race, because it was so often. Them pro miles just was coming up there, man, and getting on down through there. And down here at the creek is one of the better tracks. You know, they be prepping the tracks, man, so, I mean, they do a good job on doing that. And then they clean up stuff real fast on cleaning up if something happened. They're fast on that. They got every piece of equipment you want to name. Even if it rains, they got that big blow dryer. But
that's the name of the game.
Them boys got a lot of good stuff. Yeah. It was real nice, though, kid. I tell you, it was real nice. It cost a quarter to get in, but, man, it was well worth it. I would have gave him another quarter.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, if it's worth the money, you don't mind paying it.
Yeah, because, I mean, they were getting in the paint. And then, plus, like I said, there was a lot of grudge racing going on. They even supposed to have a class race, too, you know, with them pro mods, but they never made it to that because it rained out. But, shit, man, you seen enough of them. By, you know, car after car, lining up. And, I mean, it wasn't no slow shit. It was them pro mods. And that eighth of a mile, there was a lot of them going in the 4-second zone and a couple, you know, little fives, but mostly in the fours and fives. That's what you've seen out there, a lot of fours and fives. And for them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it, you know. I enjoyed it myself, you know. I don't fool with too much of that no more since I ain't had my race truck, you know. I lost my health a little bit, you know, and I left that shit alone. That motherfucking truck was getting too fast for me. I said I wouldn't want to kill myself. I sold every damn thing. I had 3 golf carts. I sold all of them. 2 trailers. I sold all of them. I sold every damn thing. It hurt me, but I had to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that damn truck was getting too quick. Yeah, I tell you. Because I wouldn't stop billing. I kept right on adding money to it. Every week I had something different. That's why I don't understand a lot of these guys. I don't understand a lot of these guys now. It was this guy had a Studebaker, right? And me and him, we used to go at it from station wagons all the way up to he got a Studebaker and I got that old Chevy truck. And we went to the track and he had that 300 shot on the back of the truck. I ain't never seen it because I don't go looking around and about the stuff. We just race. If you want me, we going out there and race. You get me today, I'll get you next week. So, shit, he took that Studebaker and wore my ass out. And I found out he had a jug on that, right? And so I came back the next week. I had put a jug on my truck. I put it behind the seat, and I used to call it a pig in the blanket. I had a heating pad and had one of those little battery operator that got the electrocise on the side. And I set that on the seat and covered it up with a towel and put the jug in the back, and I had these big cover holes. And I was taking wrestling the cover holes on and turning that motherfucking jug on his ass and laughing all the way. I know I won't get him back. By that time, he had put a supercharger in that truck. Shit, you know what? I left his ass right there. He got me that week before. But that's how we do it, though. That's how we do it. You know, I ain't going to cry about, you know, put a certain tire, a certain rim on there, or certain this and that. If I feel I can get you, I get you. If you beat me this week, I see you next week or next month, whenever I can get back. Yep.
You got the point,
that's
yeah.
how we do. Yeah. That's what I said. I figure about a lot of these guys. That's what they should do. Because it's so much science and so much technology, kid, and Big Eddie. You can't keep up with this shit. You know, people got so many carbon fibers this, so much fiberglass this, so much, you know, stuff that's remanufactured and stuff. How you going to keep up with all that shit? By the time you catch a motherfucker, shit, he done won four or five races, you know? So that's why you always keep getting the best you can get. Keep your mouth quiet and get the best you can get. Motherfucker, get away, come back next week and get him. You get away, come back next week and get him. Yeah, that's how I look at it. You're a dead man. Just like if I come to Chicago and the boys beat my ass up, I'm coming back here to Maryland, man. And shit, when I come back again, I'm going to be ready to skull a hug. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to go out there and cry. I ain't going to cry. I'm going to come back and regroup. You better not come back out there. That's all I'm going to tell you. If you do, you better have your homework done.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. Last night, we had a race on the street. And this guy lost the race. And, you know, anytime you get to that line, anything can happen for whatever reason. You know, it's always a chance, a 50% chance you're going to lose every time you get to that line. And the man got upset because they lost. Put his brother car off the trailer and left him out there, man.
Who?
He put his brother off the trailer, man. I heard he left him out there.
Who?
Oh, Jeremiah, man.
Oh, man, not the Jeremiah.
I'm pretty sure they're going to bring that up tonight in more detail than what I heard.
Because he lost.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, what'd he do that for, man? What kind of race team is that?
Yeah. Shit happens, though. Shit happens. Shit happens. You know, I had a buddy, right? And he used to do a lot of, you know, mechanic work and all kinds of stuff. And what he used to do, he used to take my truck and change motors in it a lot and race against Long Island Joe and all them guys out of New York. And he used to go get the motors out of his father's car and anybody's car he can and change it over in my truck and bet them guys. Because the truck, you know, looked like, you know, he could get a lot of easy races with that.
It might open
the door. And what happened, I used to tell him all the time, look, man, the truck is yours right now. Whatever happened, it happened. And I let the man go on out there, do what he want to do. I ain't bothering. I sat right there and bet money on the side, you know, and stuff like that, because I know he done switched up something. But he used to get in my truck, man, and call them guys out. You know, them guys said, that's what I'm running that right there. And shit, all you had to do is line up. And he would get away from most of them because he was a hell of a driver. He cut that light, you know what I mean? And you just had to catch him if you were quicker because he's going to put a light on you. Yeah, he's going to definitely get you on that gate. But that's how you do that, though. You can't get mad with people, you know what I mean? If you let people drive your car or whatever, something like that, you know, that's your choice.
Yeah.
You know, you put it in their hand. You put it in their hands, and how you going to get mad with them? You know?
Yes, sir. Hey, let me holler at Preacher Boy for a second, man.
Hey, you do your thing, man.
How
you
doing, bro?
If you want to.
No, you good.
Yeah.
You good. Yeah, I heard last night on Sam's show for the first time. I just want to tell you, you got my condolences. And I know it's always a way. Yeah, I'm holding
well,
that.
I'm going to tell y'all this. Listen. He's still on the machine. He just ain't got no activity.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to leave him on the machine
right.
because his mother is in the hospital. She's fighting COVID and pneumonia. So once she get out and come see him, because she haven't seen him since he's been in the hospital. So, and like I said, it's just rough. It's just a fucked up situation.
I know it.
So, but this kid ain't never done nothing wrong. He's 28 years old, man. He ain't done shit wrong in his life before, man. Ever. You know?
Right.
Hell, when he learned to go to work, that's the only thing he did. He went to work, came straight back home. He had him a little girlfriend. He got a son. Hey, he ain't never done shit wrong, bro. No, they say good things happen to bad people. I mean, bad things happen to good people. I guess it's one of them things. But he had a simple surgery that went bad. He had his tonsils removed,
yeah.
and they nicked the main artery, and he had been bleeding for two weeks.
Man.
Inside. He went back to the doctor three or four times and told the people something was wrong, and they kept saying, that's normal. He fell out Monday. And ain't never recovered from it. When they got him to the hospital, they say he was dead for 12 minutes and there wasn't enough oxygen going to his brain. And it gave him brain damage. And he ain't been able to get right since then. And yesterday we did all the tests at the hospital. And the man came in and told me, ain't no more, man. He said, it ain't nothing we could do. He ain't coming back. But, man, I went ballistic. Like I said, I wasn't in the right frame of mind. When I got on Sham Show, I wanted to call myself going to talk about some racing. But that was the only thing on my heart and my mind was to tell everybody what I'm going through.
It's okay.
And hey, I told them I'm sorry for fucking messing up the show. I wasn't trying to mess up nobody's show. I'm just hurt.
It's okay, real hurt. Time.
Fucked up.
There's a time where we got to set some things aside for some real stuff, you know what I'm saying? And man,
I ain't got
over
my mama yet.
Because, yeah. You know
man, I ain't even got over that yet.
My mama used to always tell me, she'd say, ain't no such thing as a simple surgery.
Anytime
you go up
oh.
under that knife, it can mess you up.
Yeah.
Man, I so hate to hear that for
man.
You, Tremaine.
Hey, bro, I keep saying it and I say it again. God's will is God's will, but it hurt.
Yes, sir.
But preacher boy,
well, I hope everything works out, preacher boy.
And I just want to say this right here to you. You know, I took a lot of losses, too. My father, you know, he's not here neither. He was killed in a car accident, too, you know. But his buddy lived. You know, there was racing and car flipped. My father got killed, and his buddy lived. And I had a lot of uncles and cousins, I mean, who got killed in the street and everywhere else. So I'm here to tell you this. I'm 77 years old this October, but I still want you to know this here. That I look at the history of life, and I'm telling you, man, it's going to be some things we're going to go through in life. So the point that I'm getting to is always do the best you can do by whomever. You know, my mother's still living.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I love my mother. We talk every day, sometimes 3 and 4 times a day. I joke and kid with her because, like I said, that's how much love I got for my mother. And like I said, when she leave here, it's going to take a toll on me, too, because I spend a lot of time talking to her and doing stuff every day. But, you know, deep down in my heart, God don't instill me that every day since I picked that phone up and I talk to her every day, at least I'm putting, you know, something there. You can't do everything that you
right.
really want to. So, you know, in the future, man, you know, all your loved ones and stuff like that, man, pick that phone up, even if you can't go there. Talk to them, share a little bit of love with them and stuff like that. Even the ones you hate, still call them sometimes or you have some problems with. I mean, you
hey, man, I don't hate none of I don't hate none of my relatives. I don't hate nobody. I don't hate nobody.
No, but I was just saying, I was just saying if it's that bad, still pick that phone up and say hello, because tomorrow or the next second or the next minute is not promised to none of us.
I ain't promised. You're right.
That's it. So you got to pick that phone up, man, and say hello at least. You know,
man,
the phone.
Listen, my mama was alive, man. Me and my mama hung out. We talked all day, every day. We hung out, and I lost her.
That's
and
good.
My son, we talked at least twice a week and crack jokes, you know, do a lot of
that's
dumb
good.
Shit, but we wasn't
that's good.
With each other all the time. But this, hey, man. I didn't even want my son
understand.
Around the stuff I do. Because I didn't want nobody that's jealous to do nothing to him, because he wasn't that type of person. He was, to me, he was very fragile. And
I understand.
This shit here just ain't right. This, now, my other son, he ain't going. So I don't worry about him. He can hang out with me every day of the week. He know how to carry himself. But this one,
Yeah.
No.
Look around yourself, preacher boy, over the years. I know you ain't no young spring chicken. You done seen a lot of stuff happen in your life. And I mean, it comes on everybody's doorstep. This stuff right here don't miss nobody. Everybody eventually gonna meet this monster, gorilla, whatever you wanna call him, that's taking us down, taking us out of here. Everybody gonna meet it. So that's why I say, while you here, man, you gotta do your best you can. And we going one day too. And we're gonna have somebody, you know, grieving and screaming, you know, when we leave here too. Because, you know, the love they have for us. So, I mean, we got to keep in mind these days going to come. So that's why you got to have a lot of patience. You got to have a lot of respect for yourself and also them too. Because these days going to come, man. We ain't going to miss them. Nobody going to miss them. My 77 years, man, I done seen a lot of things. You know, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people can't have it. When it hit them, hit the doorstep, but it's coming. That's why you got to get ready. This is coming. It's like a thief in the night coming for everybody. So, like I said, I hope everything work out for you. I say my prayers every day for all my friends, family, and this and that, every day. I don't miss a day.
Yes, sir.
Well, like I said, man, I really appreciate it for everybody that know that said they prayers and all that stuff, but like I said, I got a lot of faith, and it just hurt. I ain't got over the first one, and the second one that killed me. And I'm just here. I've been trying to listen to y'all talk on the radio station in the morning and whatever to bring a little smile to me. It's empty. It's empty. It's fresh, so it's going to take a little time, but I'm cool. I believe I got enough strength to keep it moving. I've been trying to hold on for the family. I don't want to see my kids see me break down. I don't want to see their mama go through nothing right now, because this can kill her. She still ain't seen her child. I said she was in doubt, but hell, I talked to her today, and she way stronger than I am right now, and she was there with them every day. I'm like,
Well, preach, I want to do this other little thing right here, and then I'm going to shut up. Now, listen to this. I got a 24-year-old daughter, man-only daughter. Now, you know, a man would love his only daughter. I love my only daughter. I went in debt for my daughter, bought her a car. My daughter had the car for 2 months, broke the car. Total loss, cutting cross calls, and I used to talk to her faithfully. Pay attention to what you're doing. She head over heels. So I goes there and trying to, you know, take her places. She gets in my car and drive my car, and I watch her do the same thing over again, cutting across cars. Now she gets mad because I won't give her my car until she can get another car. So, you know, it hurts me as a father to sit there and see your daughter, you know, not having transportation to get around. But it also, as a father, I'm thinking, now you ain't trying to do nothing but ride them down the street every day, cutting across cars every day, head over heels, and ain't paying attention to what you're doing. So what I'm saying, preacher boy, sometimes God, you know, allows certain things to happen. You know what I mean? And it didn't, you know, she didn't get a scratch. So it could have been worse. If you see this call, you would think, you know what I mean, that she's still in the hospital. But she didn't even get a scratch. She up walking around. So what I'm saying, I looked at it as sometimes God put us in these situations right here for the better. She could have got killed doing something else. But now God's going to set her down when she's home and can't get in them cars and ride up down the road and ride around all the time and be in a lot of bad places. So what I'm saying, things happen for reasons. So start looking at a little bit of that because that's the true saying. It happened for reasons. You know, it could be worse than what it is. And like, you know, so I just want to leave that with you, bud. And that's true.
All right.
Yeah.
God don't make
I understand, y'all. No, he don't make mistakes. That's what I keep telling myself. You know, he might have been taking them away from something that could have been worse. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Just God don't make no mistakes.
Yeah, God don't make no mistakes. So. He could be suffering from something that we don't even know, you or nobody else. God don't make no mistakes. I'm going to tell you, whatever he do is right. I'll figure that one out. He don't make mistakes. Yeah, it's all for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I hear y'all,
all,
but like I said, it hurt.
He ain't gone yet. Miracles do happen. As long as he on that machine, he got a chance. So we gonna leave it with the positive side that, you know, we gonna believe in miracles and hope because miracles do happen. We've seen it happen with people.
That's what I'm praying on.
Yes, sir. We've seen that happen. So let's hope we see it again. Let's pray for that.
That's what I'm praying on. I'm praying all
that's
the good that. Things he done did in life would pick up, and then God said, hey, I'm going to give you another chance.
That's
he
right.
gave him another chance when that 12 that's minutes right. went by. So,
hey preacher boy.
A miracle, man, that's all. Yeah.
Hey, preacher boy, I didn't know it until my wife told me I was at home, but they told her the same thing about me that time. I was down for 9 days. Didn't know I was in the world. They told her, you need to just go home and take care of yourself. And, man, when I came back to light, I was fighting.
Yeah.
They had to tie me down, man. They had to tie me down.
Yeah, because you had that tube and you were trying to tie the tube out. And see,
I'm trying to tell the tube out, man.
Right, and
yeah.
see, when we they took the tube out of him, there was no movement, no nothing. I mean, when they turned the machine
yeah.
off, there was no movement, no nothing.
Yeah. Well, man.
Man, I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you what. It's damn so good to believe because the doctors know what they're doing. I'm not gonna knock them, but. The man upstairs got the last say about what's going to happen. That's
right.
who got that last say. There he got the last word. To believe that.
Oh,
what's
man.
Up, Brother Mark? Is that you?
Yes,
it's
sir.
Right,
what's
bro.
Happening?
It's all right. Yeah, just here talking to Brother Preacher.
I just came in just now, so I'm on the end of whatever y'all talking about.
Yeah.
Oh man. Did they get their race off yet? I know Zayden won
that?
One.
Let me,
still out.
Yeah, he won one. I ain't seen nothing else pop up yet. You know, Clement sent me the race with Zay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Willie Dog hit it live, so. I've been on here since that. So far, I haven't seen nothing else pop up.
Anything going on around here tonight?
Man, everybody down there, where the people down there in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they all in Alabama right now.
Oh, all right. I guess I'm going to go out there and watch some college boys tonight. I know they're going to be out there. I'm sure they probably out there right now.
Oh, you talking about on New Doty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I'll be able to see some kind of racing, maybe get a medal or something.
Weezy Cooper guy, he down there where I know him that. He lied tonight. I guess they got something going on down there.
Okay.
Over in Georgia. I'm not down. Over there in Maryland somewhere.
All right, 13, 26.
You okay, people, boy?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I was just trying to walk to my car, man.
No, okay, I guess.
Yeah. I'm okay, fellas.
You know, man, I just want to say this right quick before we get started on everything else. You know, I hit the one button Tuesday over on Dog Show, but I didn't get in right away, so I took my hand back down. But what I wanted to say was that they always say that you got to look for how God talks to you, because sometimes you can ignore certain things, and it could be something that God did to reach out to you, you know, and in different ways, you know. Now, me, myself, I don't try to run a church. Yeah. I don't try to run a church every Sunday because, you know, with the mobility and, you know, in my days that I got to go to Dallas is every day, so, you know, every other day. So when I have a day off, I try to relax. And I just think about it. Every Tuesday, I get on the phone and I listen to Dog Show. I'm listening to the church part of what they're doing. And I just realized that even though I'm not going to church, I'm listening to Brother D and Tim House and the other sisters and stuff to be on there on Dog Show. And it's really like I'm getting my church and right here at home every Tuesday. It's, to me, it's like maybe you going to church. So listen to them guys every Tuesday. And, I sit there and I listen. A lot of people don't listen, but I sit there and I listen to the show begin. And I learned to enjoy that, you know. At first, my head was getting full of some of the other things people were saying about it and everything. But I kept listening because it's like, that's the only time if I got off, I don't get back on. And by me sitting there listening, I learned to enjoy it and recognize that that was my messages from God to get a chance to, you know, hear the religious side. So to me, that's like every Tuesday is my day of my evening in the church to go there with them guys. So I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but that's the way it is to me. That's all.
Nope.
The message will come to you some kind of way. I remember things happened, and I was wondering about what the heck is this? What's going on? And all of a sudden, somebody come up to me and start talking to me about a situation. And that situation, and they talking in the word, like they talking about the word, about what's happening in the world today, and, you know, and it be exactly what I done been through or going through. And it give me an answer to the questions I might be asking. And I just couldn't believe the way some things be revealed to you all of a sudden. So they start talking about the Lord and talking about a situation. And I noticed that I was getting messages. I was getting answers to my questions.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the blue. some people that don't even know what's going on. You know.
Hey, man, the key thing is this, man. You got to have belief. The belief is what keep us flying, but you also got to know better, too. You understand?
Yeah.
Sure. God has gave these doctors and stuff the knowledge to do what they do. So
that's right.
They're not dumbfounded to what they're doing, so you can just doubt them. We can pray much as we want to, but God has the last say so, and it is going to be what it's going to be.
That's
man
right.
has went farther than his knowledge. Man has went farther than his knowledge can tell us, is it the beginning or the end? In their eyes, they can only quote. It ain't over till God take the last breath and say, I'm done. So long as you understand that and know that and believe that, everything else will be all right. From day one, we know we're born to die. The day you're born is a due date for you to die. We'll never know that date. We're going to lose a
yeah.
lot. We're going to gain a lot. And we just have to understand that. But it hurts. The pain is real, and the pain hurts.
Yes, sir.
That's the part that I can't get through, the pain. I was building the wall up after my mother died. Just some slid in.
Yeah.
You know, and open up that wound again. The wound was trying to heal, but it's never going to heal. It was going to always be tender. And this one here just opened it back up wide. This is one of my childs now. You know, no child want to see his parent leave, but no parent want to see his child leave. So I got a double hit.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
Well, keep the faith in that future, boy. Definitely keep the faith. And let's hope for a better outcome than what this is what expected,
man.
Right now.
I'm listening, and hey, prayer is a powerful thing. But reality
yes,
is even strong. Reality is strong, too.
Yeah.
So, what do you do? That's my question. What do you do? Oh. I know the key thing is this. Life goes on no matter what happens. Our life don't stop because someone else does. So we got to continue.
Yeah.
So hold on. Yeah, hold on.
What's going on?
You know, a lot of times things happen.
Yeah, I'm back there. I'm back there.
Straightens us
up.
A lot of times, preacher boy, things happen, and it straightens us up. We might be going down a crooked path, too. And a lot of times, you know, things just pop right out, and they want us to be around here because there's certain knowledge we have. We can help a lot of more people and can help, you know, the world go around. So sometimes look at it, a lot of things happen. You know, to put us on point.
Hey, man, I believe when my mother died, I changed. My attitude changed.
Yeah.
If anybody know me, I don't go off on everybody and cuss at them like I used to and act a fool with everybody no more. I backed away from that.
But you could have some value in you that might could really, really do a lot of justice for a lot of people. So that's why I look at life sometimes. That's why something happened. To break us down and to bring us to reality.
Yeah,
you might be the backbone of your family. You might be the backbone of your family or the backbone of whoever, you know. And you know, you don't see that right at the moment. But when, you know, we get that reality check, then we'll look at that and, you know, I mean, to be real about it, you know, that's what I am. I'm always real. I'm real with myself, you know, and once that happened, you know, it can bring you around. Like I said, I've been through a lot of things myself. I was a woman lover. I womanized the heck out of some women, thousands and thousands of them. And, you know, I did it so bad that I couldn't even see. It blinded me. It crippled me. And after I got away from that, I got my eyesight, you know, back, and I'm able to move around and stuff like that. But what I'm saying, when you misuse things a lot of times, you never know what's going to hit you or hit somebody else, you know. And things hit you in different ways. You know, and I'm a good person for my family. And I'm a good person, period, anyway. I got a good heart. But just that I wouldn't let that little tenure thing, that second head went to my head and the money I had. And I thought I could just go out there and have every woman in the whole world. And I figured out it wasn't going to happen like that. You're going to kill yourself trying. So, you know, and I got a reality check by being blind for a little while, crippled, all kinds of stuff. And I had a chance to step back where I couldn't do nothing or couldn't go out there and run them. You know, and other people think, oh, man, she's a brick house and she got this. And I couldn't even see him because I abused my privilege so much. And that's what slowed me down. And I've been, you know, carrying on, being hate myself, acting like a good old boy. First, I was all of them dogs. Mighty dog, Tommy dog, stupid dog. I was all of them. But like I said, you don't know what creates what. It's the way life is. And if you sit back and really think about it, I don't know where it comes with age, but that's what it means. You know, late on. That's what I figured that brought me down. You can't get away. As strong as you is, it don't matter. You can't get away. You better get God in your life because I don't care how strong you is. You ain't getting away. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. You better say some prayers sometimes. That's the point I'm getting to.
Yes, sir.
It ain't no way out.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know where these boys at. I figured we'd have had the backline people on here by now, Big Money and everybody. If they gonna do what they gonna do, I don't know. I guess not, but they still got time. I'm gonna try to see if I can find out a little more information right quick about what's going down there in Steel. What's going down in Steel. And if that don't work out, well, you right on time, like they say. Yeah. And if that don't go, and we don't find out nothing about Steel, nobody come on here and do their thing, I'm going to get my little report out the way. I got Kid here. I don't know. I guess Chuck might be down in Steel.
I need
to have me a shelf.
Yeah. Yeah, Chuck is Steel.
I have to find me a shelf for the night, and we're going to at least do a little frying. Try to get the frying out the way, and then we're going to get up out of here, you know. Boys asked me because they had a flow tonight to do their thing, and I granted them that. But they can't do it if they ain't here. That's up. So, Kid, you still got your live rolling, man, looking for them? Oh, where you at, bro, Kid? Kid. Hard, y'all. Big Mark, where you at, man? Oh, I got a hand up here. Look at this here. What's going down?
You got unmuted. Okay. We open, y'all.
I got you. I got you. What's going down, Mad Man?
Nothing much. Same old thing. Come to support your show.
Chicago 1,
all right.
Detroit 0.
Appreciate it. I heard there's going to be some things going down tonight. Big money in the gang. And I'm trying to wait on it to happen here.
Chicago 1, Detroit 0.
Yeah, I seen that, bro. It's a great thing.
They say Detroit had lost two races before 30 minutes after the track opened.
Oh, no.
But he ain't
going to
say,
man.
Another one went the other way.
Well, I'm glad to see. I was so glad to see Zay make that move he made. You know, hey, it's been kind of rough on the last couple of years, but he looked like he okay tonight.
Yeah,
they're
about to get lucky here tonight.
Where Big Eddie?
I'm here, right here.
Hello. Hello.
What's up,
everybody? Hello, Big Eddie, Brother Eddie, and everybody in the panel.
Yes,
I was called here, and I was contracted to do a eulogy. I got all my notes. If everybody is still on the line, I'd like to get this here thing going so we can play for that young brother in Jeremiah Burns.
Oh, man.
Amen. I'd like to say there have been certain things that have been going on today. And we'd like to come back to everything going on. Today's sermon is going to be about family. We all got family. We got family here. We got family afar. We got brothers that are by blood. Brothers come from the same mother. And we have brothers that are just brothers in the eyes of everybody else. So we'd like to talk about our brother Jeremiah.
Oh, man.
He met a demise on the day that he was brought into the world 38 years ago. He was took out on the world on that same day. He was took out by another brother. Two brothers laid it on him, but he was out there flashing. They say he was flashing. They say he was flashing his birthday money. It was brought on him to lead him from that birthday money. He didn't want to go, but he had to peel that money off slow. And brother Ken, brother, you know them all. You know them by RBL. RBL, that stand for RBL, stand for relieve him of that loot. He had to relieve him of that bag. He had to relieve him of that money. Jeremiah, he could not take a loss real well. He crawled in his feelings. And he got to arguing with his brother. He said his big brother's slow. Ain't never been as fast as him in his life. He don't know why they put him behind the wheel. And he lost all of his money. And the little brother tried to talk to him. And he got in his feelings. He wanted to get mad. He came on the show and said,
"What the hell going on?"
The other dude's show.
He said he'd burn his brother's car up. He said he didn't give a damn. He threw it off the back of the trailer. He got in his feeling. And while Brother Skin and Brother RBL did a dance of celebration, that damn Jeremiah did a dance of frustration. And next thing you know, his feelings got involved. His feelings got involved. And he started hollering and screaming and next thing you know, he got on the morning show and he started talking shit, talking about a Regal that he got. He said he was going to take that Regal and go off his skin ass. But don't nobody believe him because he couldn't even get his own car. He had to call and get permission from that young man that they call Hillbilly Jesus. He told him he couldn't come get the car, get the hell off his phone. He couldn't get off his phone. He couldn't get off his phone. He had to take his narrow ass home. He didn't have his birthday money, and it wasn't a damn thing funny. He had to go home and plead his case. And his brothers told him to get the fuck out of his face. His car never be back on the street. Jeremiah can't do nothing for me. He can't have my car. Jeremiah said he don't give a damn. He done lost all his money.
Lord, how much?
He said he was trying to go fast, but he tried to go slow. And fucking with Shorty, Skin is now 2-0. Skin whooped on his ass twice. He whooped on his ass twice. I said he whooped on his narrow ass twice. And he can't take it. I don't know. I say I don't know where he's going to go now. He want to talk to Paul Wall. Paul Wall said he had a real job. He said he couldn't be fucking with y'all out here today for that little bit of change. Next thing you know, they reached in their phone and they called Flo. And Flo got out there and got his ass pulled out. Didn't know what was going on. They tried to say the night just didn't come on. But we don't know what it did. We just know it's our team and our RBL paid. Amen.
Amen. Peace, brother. Money.
Shaka-laka-laka-laka.
Get that brother standing ovation. Y'all get that preacher standing ovation.
That's right. That's right.
I just like to say thank you.
Hey, y'all, we had Reverend Money back on.
Thank you, Heavenly Man.
I guess that'll be end our services for tonight. But, amen.
I'd like to say thank you for everybody that's on this show. If you didn't get a chance, I want you to stop by the sister board and get you something to eat. You know, today is Friday, and we're serving fish. It's a fish fried Friday. So if you didn't get a chance, come on to the repairs and get you some fresh fish cooked by Brother Ed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not the fresh fish.
Come on down.
Yes,
the best fish
yes,
you can get. Yes, Lord.
Seems like a grudge race when it go
tonight,
down.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, I want to know. Grudge race when it go down.
Is it filet? Is it filet or the catfish steak?
Yeah.
Well, for tonight, for Jeremiah, we're going to also add a different dish tonight. We're going to add some buffalo.
Not the buffalo.
Oh. That's the buffalo fast because they say his ass was bony when it took that morning.
Lord,
That's a
Lord have mercy.
Thank you. Lord, now we're gonna have
Lord
a selection.
Have
we're gonna have a selection from the choir.
Oh,
Now we're going to have a selection from the choir. Hush, hush, hush. Somebody's calling his name.
I do have some, y'all, I do have some footage of some recording of what Jeremiah said after the race and everything. Yeah, when they interviewed him, this is what he had to say, y'all.
Somebody put a titty in that youngin's mouth. He's crying. He's home.
He needs some milk.
You know, I don't know if this is the appropriate time, but I got a request for a dedication and a selection for Jeremiah. And I think I would let you be the judge if it's the appropriate time. Some dumb shit. Maybe that's what they're trying to say. Hell, some dumb his shit to do to your brother out there. Y'all supposed to be a race team.
Lord,
it ain't gonna always go the way you want to go. You got to realize anytime you go to that line, you can whoop some ass and you can also get your ass whooped. So, for the sake of our birth, oh, we got no selection, y'all. Let's see what it's saying.
I must say, out of every selection, a selection comes to mind thinking about Jeremiah. Another selection comes to mind that brother Bobby Bland singing about his last $2.
Oh, man, not the last $2.
He feels like going at all.
I love
you. No, I come on.
No.
You know, these are some sad things we have to go through, but as we go through life, as sure as we live, we're gonna die.
My.
Oh, I gotta hit the motherfucking blue beat.
Oh man. See, we started to frown earlier. Did somebody say Grudge Race is just going to happen? I don't know. Let's see something here.
Hey, man.
Brother Eddie,
hey,
if it's possible, can you please play another selection by the by the young brother Johnny Taylor, because they say that Brother Skin and Brother RBL took that money out of his pocket, and he was on his way home singing about his last $2.
Oh, man,
really? Street rage. He lost all his money. But he said, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry, honey. If you want to do me a favor. There we go. Sing it for me. Play that selection for that girl, man.
Them last $2.
Crank it up, Eddie. We can't hear it, Eddie. Crank it up. She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. $2. Until the next
time I see you. These legs,
$2.
I don't want
to
lose.
Lord have mercy. Later took the man last $2. That's a damn.
Man, he couldn't even get a transfer. He was trying to get on the bus to get home. That's one way.
He had $2. He had one for the dually and one for one of them little Leon pops so he can wash away his blues.
He didn't have to borrow no money for gas, did he?
Yeah,
I was going to play another selection, but it just don't fit the category. I think about playing a family reunion, but he probably won't be there for a while, so hang on, play that.
Uh-oh. There you go. It's still kind of funny. And Jeremiah's going down slow. Somebody please call his brother and tell him where his car left in. Somebody please call his brother.
Oh,
they can tell him where his car done been. He said he ain't gonna pull that damn car around no more and get it off of his trailer and his dually rear end.
Wow, for me.
Not the dually rear end.
Somebody please call my uncle. Tell him I ain't doing fine. That damn RBL done ran away from me. And I done lost every dime.
Man, where is Kid?
Kid must not be on the phone here. Only Kid been to came. Oh, man, not the funeral.
My.
So, Money, what are you going to do with them last $2? Money, what are you
going to
do with the last $2?
He got one for his dually. And one for one of them little Leon pops so he can wash away his blues.
Oh, Lord.
He went over on Dodie.
Man,
he lost all his money.
Well, y'all motherfuckers.
He said, don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry, honey.
Man.
If you want to do me a favor,
us welfare law.
What you can do, loan me $2. If you loan it to me, you can't take it from you.
Man,
he gave Jeremiah $2.
That was a hell of a birthday
that he couldn't lose.
Boy, I tell y'all this. I tell y'all this, boy. If I ever build a race car, I'm building the fastest shit ever, man, because I ain't going to be able to take one of these. I ain't going to even lie to you, man. That shit. This has been about 2 weeks in a row, man. Y'all have been killing motherfuckers, boy. Y'all ain't getting a motherfucker no room.
No air, no break.
They ain't getting a motherfucker no room on this bitch. You get fucked up, they gonna put the dirt over you.
You
this
think this something stoked?
Hold
wait
on,
till next
hold
weekend,
on, hold
Stokey.
On.
Wait till next
I got,
weekend.
I got a hot call. Hold on, y'all. I got a hot call coming in. Hello? Hello? Who this? Jeremiah. What's up, Jeremiah? I got a problem right now, not tomorrow, but right now. He got away. Oh, IBL got away. I lost. Man.
Now, y'all saw him get in on this show now. Hey.
Man.
We couldn't get you to do that to Chuck. We couldn't get you to make a song for Chuck.
Man, Chuck out there hiding out there and still out of Balama, man. You know, I would like if I need a shelf for tonight. I don't know who I can use for a shelf for the night and everything.
Chuck's eulogy was sponsored by Ed Heiser Bush.
Lord, that much.
Y'all made me feel a little better, man. Y'all have made me feel a little better.
Oh. Well, something just came across my fax machine.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Hey, little bro, I called him down there. Where you called him at? When we was busting a U-turn down there. Compliment your picture, boy. Lord, have mercy.
Hey, fellas, I got to get off this phone, man. I got to go and lay my hands on one of these here, slot machines so I can pray for some offering.
Money.
So I can pray for some offering. I'll talk to y'all later on. I got to lay my hand on some of these dice at this crap table so I can see if I can get me an offering. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'll let y'all later.
All right, bro, money. All right, y'all.
Hey,
I don't know if I got it all down.
Hey, Stokes.
Yo.
These fellas is rough on this phone. Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Man, them niggas.
That goddamn Leon was trying to stop the funeral in progress. He almost got thrown in the casket. He said he hollered, "What's going on? What's going on?" Yeah, I'd be glad. Hey, he wasn't there to meet the Browns when the sister was still up there singing and yelling. The brother grabbed him by the shoulder and gave her ass a shove in the ground. Leon, be easy, Leon. They were great pushing in the casket.
Shit. He sure tried it. They was like,
yes,
hey, you know what? Fuck that. He said, fuck that, dig another hole.
He said, they got another one for you, too. You want to go on there? Uh-uh. What can happen?
Yeah, man. So look here, y'all.
Oh,
I can
shit.
Do the best I can if y'all want me to. Y'all ready to try to do some frying or what?
Round,
shit, I'm gone.
All right, here we go. At the top of the list. They ain't all in alphabetical order or nothing like that. I'm just going to say what I know now. If there's some things that I don't know and y'all want to remind me later on as I get through and I miss somebody, y'all can remind me and we can get that done too. But I do have this grease kind of hot, y'all. This grease here is kind of hot, y'all. And we're going to fire it off like this. Brother Skin versus the Mustang. The Mustang whipping in. So I guess I'm going to have to try some skin. It just ain't all pissing. It don't take long to try skin, y'all. They pump up real quick. Again, Brother Skin versus a Camaro. I don't know these guys' names, so I got to call their cars. Brother Skin with the win. So you know what that means. Brother Skin put the Camaro in the game.
Sit down.
My first name, sit down.
Brother Chicken versus Allen. Brother Chicken with the win. So, if I got it right, look like old Allen got to hit that top.
See, I'm going down slow.
I don't know the brother person. Myself, his name is, I say, Marcus, I believe. Marcus versus Sam. From what I gather, Brother Marcus pulled off the victory. So for that, Sam got to go in the key. And for whom we had the eulogy for tonight, Brother Jeremiah versus the White Vet. That White Vet's been kind of terrorizing people pretty good. And looks like Brother Jeremiah put that terrorist to the end. So, you know, Jeremiah with the win, we got to put that vet. Okay, here we go again. Jeremiah. Out on the street again. Versus the Hill Boys. Well, this is probably another part we've probably got the illness coming about with Jeremiah because the Hill Boys.
And I tried to put ketchup and everything on that other chicken. It didn't work. It was nasty.
Hey, man, it was a beautiful race, though. I tell you that, man. But Jeremiah, you got to fry some buffalo. And now to the race that killed him, that brought on the services that we had tonight. Jeremiah versus RBL. RBL with the win. Buffalo again. Here we go. Buffalo here. Hopping.
Oh, that green pot.
Buffalo, All right, we're going to give him a paper. We're going to take him out to be tempted to be red. Now, out of the track, at Vaughn's race, we got Yak with the Vaughn now versus Lil Pete. And Yak broke his back. So, Lil Pete, for the first time, welcome to the Grease, baby. And here we go again, Yak Vaughn versus Scrap. Oh Lord, I hate to say it. Yeah. Yak with the win. Leon, I'm sorry, bro, man. I'm sorry, bro. But you gotta go, man. You gotta go. Catfish in the water. Now, last but not least, that I have for that in that order, Vaughn versus Didi. What you say? Vaughn almost got away. Vaughn swung up out of there, hit the man dead, and got kind of twisted on where he was racing to. He was racing to the 8th mile, but the race was out the back door. And for that Vaughn, you got to go. All right, y'all. We even got some new fish. Just fresh cut up, come out the water, just got through scaling and everything. We got tonight, Quarantine out of Detroit versus Satown Zay. Well, y'all know what happened there. What's been happening lately every time Detroit faced Chicago. It's inedible. Quarantine. Last but not least, because the Grudge World don't want to deal with this kind of stuff all the time, man. And like I say again, whenever you go to that line, it's a 50% you're going to win. It's a 50% you're going to lose. Don't nobody know how it's going to turn out until that other man crossed that line first. So for Jeremiah and his crazy-ass rant that he pulled on his family, I got to throw his big ass back in the green. Buffalo again. Buffalo for everybody, y'all. Buffalo.
Fry his buffalo ass. Fry his big buffalo ass. That's it.
Primer.
All right, y'all. And that ends.
Quarantine back up there, y'all.
Quarantine back up there, y'all.
Yeah, I think you're making a shake down. I don't think you're grudge racing.
Oh. Hey, man.
The night just came on and went off. They say he's afraid to hit it off the line.
Hey, somebody just informed me that IBL, and Jeremiah raced twice.
Oh, he had to pay the punk up.
Oh, okay. So IBL won both of them, or what happened with that? Well, either way, IBL took his like a champ if he did lose, and Jeremiah, he didn't do so well.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. So, y'all, what's going down? Anything else going on tonight?
Yeah, sound like you had a good barbecue.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
That's
Tony Brown's coming up on the line.
Uh-oh.
Is he coming up on the line with Zay?
Oh, I'm about to see. He's supposed to be running that yellow Mustang or Tweety Bird.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've been talking about that one.
Oh, no, that ain't Tony Brown the way he burnt down. I thought it was. It looked like a white Mustang right here. These two Joe Citizen mobiles here.
Hey, who you looking at?
Who is that, Leon?
Leon,
now I'm trying to see who you might.
All right.
He said, who live you looking at?
I guess her name is, Carissa Hopkins?
Something like, hey,
it's
is
me.
That Diamond
it's
Steel?
Me. It's me. Yes. Yeah,
man got a motherfucking Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay.
Oh, got a hand up, yo.
It's Charlie Hawkins.
73-1-23-26. Who we got?
Hey, that's Miss Charlie who's going live. That's the birthday girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to change my motherfucking shoes.
Hey, old Sam say he gonna have him a track prepper. Huh?
That's what he said. Okay, he don't want to hear all that mojo about the track. He gonna have the track right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
want to send the congratulations out to the Billboard. They say that Cadillac is 19-0.
Yes, sir. Where are y'all? Don't look like nobody else got nothing too much to say. I got all my business out the way.
Yeah, you did a good job.
I want to say to the winners and the ones that got fried tonight, hey, man, no matter what, thank you for getting to the line, man.
No, oh, man.
Tell them again, they couldn't get fired if they didn't race.
You said it.
Maya finally got what he wanted. He became a superstar, y'all. He wrote a song about him.
What y'all doing? Watching the feed from Alabama?
Say again. That's over.
Get
up out of here early tonight.
All right.
Well, I want to thank y'all for coming on again and everything, but it looked like all the conversations over. We had a nice service tonight, so
I guess I'll be trying to get up off of here tonight. And we'll be back again next Friday night before the real show.
All right.
Which is next Friday. Everybody come on out. And next Friday and Saturday, Big Sam and Leroy, Grub Race event at US 41. Be there or be square. If you can, be there. Everybody come out and support. I'll talk to you guys later.